So that would be a perfect class for anyone who's new to Unity, and especially if you're a community member and we're moving towards becoming a governing member someday, or if you're interested in membership in Unity. All of the classes that we offer basically are entry level into our transformative approach to living, and so we highly encourage you to participate in David's class if you are available to do that. That'd be great. So this is the Center Update with Dr. Gary, an opportunity for me to share a bit about what goes on behind the scenes that's not always apparent on Sundays. And last Sunday, we talked about, and I had David come up, and we talked about how the Sunday experience is for the church with Spokane, this area of the country being such an awesome place to live, and yet we're driven by all of those recreational opportunities sometimes. You know, you see trailers pushing cars and boats pushing cars and all of these things happening, and it happens a lot on the weekends. So in order to help us, we've asked that you consider at least letting us know what we can count on from you on a monthly level by doing some automatic contributions. And so in your flyer, in your bulletin is a form that you can fill out and then just slip it in the offering basket, and that'll get to us. And so, for instance, studies have shown that churches are only supported when people come to church. And so when people come to church, then we don't get the support that you would intend to have us receive. And so if you can just consider what you'd give in a month and just fill this out for us, that will help us manage our summertime activity. And as David mentioned, he said, you know, the three most important things for him is in terms of what he feels it's important to really pay attention to is his house payment, his tithe to the church, and his motorcycle payment. And he didn't bother to mention which order it was. And so Jane and I feel the same way. You know, it's paying our rent and making sure the church is taken care of, and then, of course, making the payment on the airplane. So we have our priorities in our life, right? And so hopefully the church has a place in your life, and we just want you to be mindful. We're not asking for that you give more. We're just asking that you let us know what we can count on so we can manage the summertime. So with that said, let's get ready for our meditation experience. It's just a rainstorm. It's a rainstorm. Open yourself to the rainstorm. I went jogging in the rain yesterday. That was so cool. All right, it's our meditation time, so I invite you to find a place where you're comfortable within your seating experience, your seated experience. Close your eyes if you also feel comfortable. And let's begin by establishing a rhythmic pattern of breathing. Breathing in and out for the same duration. And as you establish this pattern of breathing, bring into your awareness someone or something that you appreciate. It could be a family member, a friend, a child, a life partner. It could be your beloved pet or even a fond memory. Just whatever carries with it the felt sense of appreciation, because it is this elevated feeling that brings us into a greater sense of coherence and presence, opening for ourselves a portal into those aspects of ourself that only reside in this here now moment. And so as we begin to create this inward access, as we allow those feelings of gratitude and appreciation to fill and extend beyond our bodies, as we feel a sense of coherence within this room for together generating this field, a field within which each of us can rest and release and let go, setting aside the cares of the world and opening to a dimension of ourself that is infinite and eternal. But it's not so much in the words that describe this place, it's in the experience of it. And so to get beneath our analytical mind, to go beyond the words and thoughts, to touch that place within ourselves that is our wholeness, that is our purpose, that is our power, that is our wholeness, that is our abundance, we simply must be here, now, in the silence. In the silence. And so as we make our return to this moment, in this place, we retain that connection to this infinite and eternal place within ourselves. And we carry with us an awareness of the presence of Spirit at work in all aspects of our lives. And because of this awareness, we relax. We create spaciousness and understanding and compassion and presence, and especially a sense of more than enough. And for that which we bring to one another, to that which arises within us that is an expression of who and what we've come here to be, we give thanks. Thank you, Blessed Spirit. And so it is. Amen.
Maybe something that's less self-destructive, not as bad on the body. Being addicted to Facebook. Anyone? Television, mindless. Buying new outfits. Do you like my new outfit? That's right. This is my enabled addiction, yes. But what I saw clearly was that I had the same kind of behaviors. I was doing the same kind of thing. I was still looking outside of myself to find that satisfaction that he was trying to find so desperately. And both of us, we're not going to find it out there. But it's so much easier to project that onto someone else. But I saw that I was being called to something higher with him. You know? I stopped making him wrong. It's still not the path I would take, and I'm still concerned about his health. I'm still concerned about his well-being, but I've stopped characterizing him and judging him, making him wrong. Instead, I felt deep compassion for him in this place that he's in. I started to see his depth of sensitivity again. I saw his artist's eye. I saw his poetic heart and how hurt it is. And all I could feel was total compassion. And we're all called to that, do you see? It's important that we do that for each other. See the truth. In the book, A Course in Love, it says, Christ consciousness is not available to the separate self. And I thought about that. It's not that it's not already who we are. It's that the awareness of it is not available to us when we are separating. Do you see? When I make someone else the matter with me, I've just cut myself off from realizing who I am and experiencing that oneness. And when I see the clay and not the gold, I'm just not seeing it right. You know, we can look with the eyes, we can look with the heart. We're going to see something different. Buckminster Fuller, how many of you are familiar with him and his work? He's a wonderful visionary and teacher. He wrote this. I'm 78 years old, and at my age, I find that I have now taken in more than 1,000 tons of water, food, and air, the chemistry of which is temporarily employed for different lengths of time as hair, skin, flesh, bones, and blood, and then progressively discarded. He goes on. I weighed in at 7 pounds, and I went to 70 pounds, and then 170 pounds, and even 207 pounds. But then I lost 70 pounds, and I asked myself, who was that 70 pounds? Because here I am. This lost 70 pounds of organic chemistry obviously wasn't me, nor are the remaining present associated atoms. And he concludes, we have been making a great error in identifying me and you as these truly sensory passing chemistries. Each life is an eternal, individual, unique pattern of integrity at the heart out of which flows everlasting love. Isn't that cool? Really, that's what we are. We are everlasting love, flowing. That's the truth of who we are. We are the gold beneath the clay, all of us. And I don't know about you, but I see it. I see it. Do you remember that movie, I See You? Avatar, I see it. We are so much more than we think we are. So much more. Every one of us. And seeing it in another helps us to see it in ourselves. Otherwise, we can completely underestimate those around us, can't we? History is full of stories of gifted individuals who were overlooked. You know, Albert Einstein was 4 years old before he could speak. He was 7 before he learned to read. Isaac Newton did very poorly in school. Walt Disney was fired for lack of imagination. It can be so easy to miss that gold. But in the book of Romans, I love this, creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. These are words attributed to Paul. Creation waits with eager longing. Profoundly beautiful words. Source within us longs for us to emerge and express as the spirit that we truly are. Can you feel that? Really? To be who we've come here to be. Instead of being like the cartoon of the butterfly, or the caterpillar looking up at the butterfly, it'll never get me up in one of those things. That kind of thinking can be overcome. In fact, we can use it to catch ourselves in the moment. Ah, here I'm doing it again. I'm limiting myself. I'm not seeing the truth here. So let me just stop. Let me just stop and let Spirit show me. Because what actually is remains hidden until that moment, until we're open to seeing it revealed. And it's love and it's compassion that does it, that reveals it. Do you see the power of that? Yes. It's the correct answer. St. Thomas Aquinas said, we must love them both, those whose opinions we share and those whose opinions we reject. For both have labored in the search for truth, and both have helped us in the finding of it. See, everyone in our lives is there for a reason. Sometimes it's not easy to see. But if we can understand that our purpose in this world is to be truth and love in action, do you see how that opens the door? Because if we are going to participate in the healing of this planet, it's what we're called to do. We're being called higher. We're going to need to recognize how every single human being on this planet is like us. We have to start seeing our interconnectedness, living as neighbors, treating each other with kindness and respect and gratitude. Last Sunday afternoon, we held a memorial here for a 19-year-old boy who took his own life. And it was one of the hardest memorials I've ever participated in. The family had estimated there might be 90 or 100 people who would come. Oh no, this place was packed. Standing room only. We had to open the side doors and take the spill out. 300 people came to honor and celebrate the life of this young man. And the level of sharing was incredible. It went on for well over an hour, young and old. Even his little 7-year-old sister came marching up here, told us how much she loved her big brother and why. And as I sat there and listened, I caught a glimpse of a magnificent soul and about the depth of love for this young man that was there. And I have to tell you something, it lit a fire under me. I saw the value, the need, the urgency to be letting other people know how important they are in our lives, what they mean to us, sharing with them that we see their gifts, telling what we appreciate about them. And so I have been on an appreciation rampage this week. I have to tell you. Mike. Darius was his name. I have to tell you, I phoned my kids, my grandkids, my brothers, my aunts, talked to my husband. Everybody was hearing about how much they mean to me, how important they are, what I see in them, the gifts I see, thanking them for being in my life. It's so important. Now, each of you on your way in, when you got your bulletin, inside you have a card, and it either says you make a difference, or I appreciate you, or you rock. And if some of you came in after we started and don't have one, the usher, Gary, has one at the back. And so this is what I'm charging us all to do this week. Here's your challenge. To go out and tell someone what they mean to you. Pick someone that you can take them this card. Tell them how important they are in your life. Tell them the gifts that you see. Tell them why your life is enriched because they're on the planet. And give them the card. Are you up for it? Do you have someone in mind that you want to give it to? Take 2 minutes and turn to the person next to you and tell them who it is and why you chose them. All right. Okay. All right, thank you. Maybe it's the person next to you you want to tell. I don't know. So I want to challenge us all to get out there and be the light. See the light. Share your heart with people. And I want to hear about what happens. I'm interested in that. You know, we want to share this stuff. We want to spread it around. We want to be the change that we seek in the world. We can see a change has to come. You know, Paul Ferrini writes, somebody has to wake up and remember if sanity is to return. Somebody's got to do it. You and I have the ability to be that someone. Consciously moving our perception from seeing others with judgmental eyes to seeing them from the heart as spiritual beings. When I thought of my friend, I stopped seeing him as the bad guy. I started seeing him as a fellow traveler on the path who had lost his way. So are you ready to help transform this planet?
Yes.
I want to end with a loving kindness moment. So I'm going to take us through this, and I want you to, we'll do it three times. I want you to choose someone in your life that you love dearly and deeply, and we'll do, may you be happy, may you be well, may you be at peace. And then I want you to, and choose someone who's neutral in your life, someone that is just someone you know from the grocery store or something that you want to aim this at. And then the third time around, choose someone that it's hard for you to see the light. All right? So let's take a moment. Just get kind of still for a moment. Focus on your heart space. Bring into your mind's eye someone that you appreciate, something. And let that feeling in your heart just begin to warm your heart. Let it move beyond your heart, filling your body. And now bring into your mind's eye someone that you would like to bless with this blessing. And as you do, may you be happy. May you be well. May you be at peace. Let's say it together. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be at peace. And now bring into your mind's eye someone who's neutral in your life. And now we focus this on them. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be at peace. And now finally, bring into your mind's eye someone that you have trouble seeing the light. And again, from the heart, may you be happy, may you be well, and may you be at peace. And then we say, may all beings be happy, may all beings be well, may all beings be at peace. And so it is. Amen. You rock.